of today. We are on Lumdis Tuesdays. Lumdis Tuesdays. So I brought this fun book, Mishmeret Chaim. We started it last week, and we're going to carry on with it today. Again, as I explained last week, the way this book works is you see one halacha, and you see another halacha. I would have expected it to be the same thing. However, it's not the same thing. So says the Mishmeres Chaim, the book of Mishmeres Chaim is written by Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg. And as we remember last week, I showed you a picture of him. He was a very skinny guy, like me, less than me. And he looked like this, like a football player, because he had a lot of tzitziot on him. He had like 50 tzitziot on him. He's a very, very interesting guy. A tremendous, tremendous Talmid Chacham. So he says, the Mishmeres Chaim on Rosh Hashanah, he brings two halachos. I would have expected them to be the same thing, but they're not the same thing. He says, halacha number one. He says, ayen hilchot kirat haTorah, I'm in Otei, page Mechvav, Otei. He says, ayen hilchot kirat haTorah, siman kuf mem gimel. The mevoar sham, the imberech birkat haTorah al sefer, ve'achar kach nimtza psula, eino tzerech evarech aleha v'chah rishona, od pam, demali sefer Torah zo, mali acheret. A person, as we know, today is Tuesday. So yesterday was Monday. So yesterday we were laning, and as we know, the Kohen, or the Levi, Israel, they come and say, Birkas HaTorah, and start reading from the Torah. Oops! They see in the middle that one of the letters there is missing. And this Sefer Torah is puzzle. We can't read from this Sefer Torah. So what do? We put it back respectfully in the Ron Kodesh, and we respectfully take a different Sefer Torah back. Do we need to say another bracha on the laning? Does the person who got the aliyah, does he have to say Birkas HaTorah again? Yes or no? The answer is no. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Kuf Mem Gimel, a person does not have to say a bracha once again when they bring out a different Sefer Torah. That is regarding Hilchas Sefer Torah. So again, there's a Sefer Torah. I say Baruch Hashem, Baruch, Chule Chule, and we see, oops, this Sefer Torah is puzzle. We put it back in, take out a different one. Do we make a bracha? The answer is no. However, says the Mishmeres Chaim, if you look in Hilchas Shofar, Hilchot Shofar, I mean the third line in Otei, Siman Tav Kuf Pehei, Hevia Mishnah Brura. מתשובות בניין עולם. דפסק, האם לאחר ברכת התורה נטלו ממנו קודם התקיעות, וקיבל אחרת צריך לעשות לברך? And he says that a person should not. צריך לעשות לברך. So, he says, in Rosh Hashanah, what do we blow in Rosh Hashanah? We blow the shofar, very good. A person says the bracha on the shofar, and then he says, nothing's coming out. Nothing's coming out. Oh, he sees that the shofar is not the best shofar in the world. He cannot use this shofar. He cannot do the mitzvah of the shofar with this shofar. So they bring him a different shofar. Should we make a bracha? Says the Mishnah Brura. Yes, we should make a different bracha. So asks Mishmeres Chaim, what is the difference between tkiyas shofar to reading the Torah? Why is it that in kriyas haTorah, if you said the bracha, and then you take a different Sefer Torah, you do not say a bracha again. But in Tkiyas Shofar, if you say a bracha, you're switching the shofar because it's not working, this shofar, you do need to say a bracha again. That's the question. Is the question clear? Yes? Okay. Do you have any idea how to answer this question? Think about it. I don't know. How do you know that? I don't know. Think about it. Again, in the case of Birkas HaTorah, if they take out a different Torah, you do not say a bracha again. Because of Torah? No, because of Torah. In Tkiyas Shofar, they bring you a different shofar, you do make a different bracha, you do say a bracha again. What is the difference? That is the question of the Mishmeres Chaim Pichas Scheinberg. What do you think? What is the difference? Noah, what do you think?
It could be that maybe shofar was still, like you said, it was bad, not broken. Maybe that.
Very nice. You're saying possible. That. Very good.
But the Torah is actually broken.
Wait, so in that case, because of what? But in that case, I would have expected what to happen?
I don't know.
No, because you're saying a very good chiluk. You're saying that there is actually a big distinguishment this word, between the shofar and the Torah. In the case of the Torah is a bad Torah. You can't use it. And it's missing the letter. It's a pasul sefer Torah. The shofar is not pasul. It's just, I don't know. It's not in the size of your lips. You don't use it properly. That's why you have to change it. So it's because of that you have to make a bracha on the shofar and not on the Torah. I would have maybe thought differently.
Maybe it's because you're from the Torah, you never actually used a real Torah, because that one wasn't.
But in the case of the Torah, you do not make a bracha again. According to your chiluk.
In which case, the original one never really took the bracha, didn't really affect, the Torah didn't really take up the bracha.
So the bracha is still in the air someplace.
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Nice. And then, Tehillat Sefer Torah, shipped, it goes on the right Sefer Torah. That's a very nice chiluk. Very nice chiluk, Rabbi Noach. Shkoyach, it makes a lot of sense. It's a beautiful idea. He says a different answer, but he always says, Professor Weinberg, and that's why he uses his book. You ask the question, think of an answer. He says a different answer, but your answer is great. He says a very nice answer. He says, the reason why you have to make a bracha again on the shofar and not on the Sefer Torah, because the bracha on the shofar actually, you said the bracha, and it was on this shofar. This shofar is a very good shofar. It's a kosher shofar. It's a full functioning shofar. So the Yachas of bracha was in the world, was attached to this shofar. But in the case of Sefer Torah, you said the bracha in the world, but this Sefer Torah can't catch to it because it's a defective Sefer Torah. It's not a Sefer Torah. It's missing a letter. So because of that, you do not need to make a bracha again. Beautiful. Do you have a pen with me? I don't have a pen with me. I'm going to write that thing down. Beautiful idea. Very nice. Any other suggestions?
That would mean that if it's not
halachic kosher. Oh, very good. Nafkamina, says Rabbi Aaron, very good. According to the Chiddush of Rabbi Noach, in that case, if the shofar in fact was actually not kosher shofar, you find out that actually has a hole over there in a way which turns it to non-kosher shofar. In that case, you have a different bracha. That's a good taina. Okay, could be. Nafkamina lach lemaisa. According to Rabbi Noach, indeed, you have to make another bracha on the shofar. Very good. Since we're a bit of lacking of time, very good answer. I'll give you his answer. He says the difference between shofar and Birkas HaTorah is the following. That in Birkas HaTorah, we're saying a bracha on what? We're saying a bracha on the Torah, on the content of Torah, on the pasuk Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor. On that pasuk, the content of the Torah, is the same content in this Torah and the same content in that Torah. There's no difference between any Torah and Torah. The content, Parshas, Bereishis, Parshas, Kisavoy, is the same thing in every single Torah. I'm saying a bracha on Parshas Kisavoy. Okay? So in that case, the Parshas Kisavoy is here, the Parshas Kisavoy is there. So even though this Torah is not a good Torah, but the bracha and the Parsha is still in the world, and it could also help me on this Sefer Torah. But says Reb Scheinberg, a shofar back in the day wasn't only an instrument for a mitzvah. You didn't use it only to do the mitzvah of tkiyat shofar. It was also an instrument for music. You could have sing songs with it. You could have called soldiers to come to battle with it. You could have used it also for the movie of Lord of the Rings. You could use the shofar for many, many things. You could use the shofar. What turns this sound of the shofar to a mitzvah? Your kavana. Your kavana says that the sound of this shofar will now be the sound of a mitzvah of shofar, and not a regular sound of song, not a regular sound of something else. So says the Mishmar Chaim, once you say a bracha on this shofar, oops, this shofar is not working for you. So in that case, what will turn that shofar, the new shofar, from a music shofar to a mitzvah shofar? A different bracha. You have to have a new kavana for this shofar in order to turn this sound from a song, from an instrument of music, to an instrument of a mitzvah. So again, what is the difference according to Mishmar Chaim? After the terrific answer of Rabbi Noach, says Mishmar Chaim, the difference is that in the case of Birkas HaTorah, your bracha is on the content of Torah. So the content of Torah is the same content in this Torah, that Torah, that Torah. It doesn't matter. The letters aren't important. The toichen, the content is important. So in that case, you don't need to say another bracha. But in shofar, every single sound of a shofar is a different sound. This could be a music shofar, and this could be a mitzvah shofar. What turns it to a mitzvah shofar? A new bracha. And because of that, you need to make a new bracha. Is this clear, more or less? Very good. Have a nice day.